Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it is Renee Lowe, host of The Queen's Lair. We are a lifestyle and business podcast. We talk about everything from entrepreneurship to food stuff to travel to natural hair. We cover the gambit of things. Today is Friday, June 10th, I believe, and this is the start of a brand new season. So welcome to season four. As I explained before, what I'm going to be doing is 8 episodes per season. I was going to do 10, but I think I'm going to keep it at 8. 8 episodes per season. So this is now season 4. We are in halfway through the year, so it's pretty fitting. Season 4, episode 1, and this is called Respect in Business. Again, respect in business. Okay, so I'm just going to go over some things. Some of it is probably going to seem like a rant. It probably is going to be part rant, part, you know, just relating to things that go on in life, all the things that we deal with in business and in life in general. And just this doesn't only have to do with business as well. This is definitely something that can go into other aspects of your life. But I specifically speak, you know, to groups on business matters, entrepreneurship, and things like that. I do a lot of talks with that, breakout sessions, and, you know, our own events that we do here at Onyx Queen Media. So I definitely want to touch on that as, you know, kind of like the main overview of this. So respect in business. What do we mean by respect in business? Okay. One of the things that I've talked about in previous podcasts is when you have a business person that is taking the time out to put time to the side to be able to talk to you. You may be a potential client. You may be a current client, no matter what the situation is. Once a business person, busy or not busy, doesn't even matter. Once a person, especially someone who owns their own business, an entrepreneur, and I'm speaking to my entrepreneurs because that's what I can speak to right now because that's my experience at this time. Once someone puts their time out there for you, you have to respect their time. And I think that that's one thing that a lot of people don't do is respect people's time. There's been so many times where people have booked appointments and they'll cancel at the last minute. There are some folks that cancel at the last minute chronically. There's always something going on. There's always something that's interrupting them. They're not focused on what it is that they need to do. I have even had clients in the past who, you know, this is what I ask for my clients. I ask all of my clients to give me 30 minutes once a week. And I've had clients in the past, they're no longer clients anymore, but I've had clients over the years that they've never made an appointment. And I'm like, okay, can we get our 30-minute appointment so we can talk about everything and go over all of your stuff? And then they wonder why things are piling up on them down the road. Or, oh my goodness, I didn't even know that this and this and that was happening. And it's just like, my business doesn't stop for anything at all. You know, my business keeps going no matter what. My business never stops. Even if I don't hear from you, even if you're a current client, if my current clients know, if I don't hear from them, I keep moving on with business because I want to make sure that their brands are taken care of no matter what is going on. So I'm a pretty good read of the set of clients that I have right now, so I don't necessarily have to hear from them. I just like to hear from them so they can sign off on certain things and say yes. You know, yay or nay on something, and I just want to make sure, you know, so that everybody's on the same page. But that's my main reason for doing it. But for the most part, I would say 90% of the time, I know what their answer is going to be. You know, I know what their schedules are and where they are and what's going on, so it's not that big of a deal. But the one thing that I think a lot of people struggle with, and this was also in my 9-to-5 life as well, there was always people that were chronically late for meetings, and then show up chewing and eating. And there was this one guy in my old 9-to-5 job who was constantly eating in the meetings. Nobody else is eating, okay? There's other people that would, they had their little bagels or they had whatever was going on, and they would kind of take little morsels here and there very discreetly. This guy is chomping all over the place. Just a lack of respect for the fact that we're all here early in the morning just like you. Have some respect. Have some respect for even the person who's presenting in your particular meeting, whether it be your boss, senior VP, whatever it is. Have that level of respect. Respect people's time. You know, show courtesy to others. You know, showing up on time for a meeting is one of the top things that you can show that you actually care about what's going on in the culture of your business. This is 9-to-5 life. This is just in life in general, and this is an entrepreneurial life. When you are constantly late or you're constantly running behind or you're constantly forgetting or you're constantly, you know, up in the air and unorganized, it just shows that you do not care about the business. And you don't care about anybody else either. And then if you get to the point where you're so chronic, where it's like, oh, they understand, they know how I am. No, we don't. No, we don't know how you are. I have come to the point now where I demand a certain amount of respect in my business. I demand a certain amount of respect in my life, just in my personal life, my everyday life, not just my business. But business is so important. That, just doing that, just those things, if you're going to be late and it's not something that it's, you know, that it happens all the time and it's unlike you, call. Let people know what's going on. If you're doing business with people, you're going to be late, something came up, something's going on, keep them in the loop about what's going on. Because when you don't, it just makes it seem as if you're just flipping about it. And if somebody asks for a small piece of your time, take the time out to hear them out about what it is that they need. Because it causes such confusion when everybody's on a different page. That's why you have meetings. That's why bosses have meetings, because they want to get everybody on the same page. Now, yes, I understand that there are some companies, their meetings have meetings, and their meetings have meetings, and I understand that. You can't have a meeting for everything. But you know what? You don't always have to have a meeting in person. You can have a conference line. That's one thing that I do, too, with my clients, is I have a conference line. You call into the conference line at said time, and this is what it is. And on top of that, it gets recorded. So that if we forget anything, because I'm not good at taking a whole bunch of notes, I'm the person that's going to have the little recorder, and I'm going to record it, and I'm going to play it back so I can see, you know, what was said or the things that I didn't catch and that sort of thing. But be respectful in business. Be respectful of people's time. Maintain transparency at all times. That's just being respectful. That's a part of being respectful. You know, be transparent at all times of what you expect in your office, what you expect of your employees, if you're a business owner, entrepreneur. Always be transparent about what you expect from them in business and have them give you feedback as well, because that's another thing. As bosses, and though I am a boss, but as bosses, we also have to solicit information from our employees as well. So I want to know, not just my employees, but also my clients, do you have feedback? Is there something else that you would like me to be doing for you? something that, you know, you feel like I'm not doing or whatever the case may be. And that is your open time to be a sounding board to say, hey, I would love it if you did more of blah, 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 X, Y, Z. That's fine with me. I'm not a person that takes criticism badly at all. I want to hear what you have to say, because that's only going to make the business better. When you are respectful of people's time, you're respectful of your business, don't you know your business is more fruitful when it's running well? When people respect each other, when people in the office are, just think about in the 9-to-5 world, when people are constantly arguing, people don't get along in business, it brings down productivity, which what? Negates dollars. And I don't know anybody who gets up to go to a 9-to-5 job every day who doesn't want to make money. There's bills to pay, kids need food, car notes need to be paid, house notes need to be paid, vacations need to be taken. There's so many different things that need to be done. So I know that being respectful and honoring your business, and that's just honoring your business. Honoring your business brings up productivity, which then gives you more money to your business. It attracts even better vibes to your business. If you've got that negative Nancy in your business, it's time to start looking at them to see, okay, do we really need this person? They may be amazing at what they do, but their attitude is just disrespectful. Attitude is always just, they never have a good word to say. That is bringing down your business. Totally bringing down your business. Another thing is always improve on your skills. Never think that you have arrived. Never think that you can not do anything to improve on your skills. I don't care if you are MBA, PhD, or whatever it is that you got. There is always room to learn. Never think that you have learned every single thing that there is to know and you just know everything. No one knows everything. I learn new stuff every single day. Every single day. So respect your business enough to know that you don't know everything. If you're not good at social media, get a social media manager. Put them on it. Hire Onyx Queen Media. We'll take care of your social media for you if you're not good at it. It's a form of respect and honor to your business. Don't go at things half and half all the time, where you're sending out information and it constantly has mistakes and misspellings. If that's not your thing, that's okay. Get somebody on your team who that is their thing. Respect your business. Respect your business. We're going to keep it simple. We're going to end it right there. Again, this is Renee Lowe with The Queen's Layer. We are a lifestyle and business podcast. Again, we talk about everything from entrepreneurship to natural hair, networking, travel. We talk about travel. We even talk about foodie stuff. We're going to be having live guests coming very soon that probably will be coming this season. So sometime this summer we'll have a few live guests. It'll be really amazing. So I definitely want you guys to stay tuned for that. Again, you can find us on the web, www.onyxqueenmedia.com. If you want to send us any information, please email us. You can email us at info@onyxqueenmedia.com. You can find us on Instagram at onyxqueenmedia. And yes, we are on Snapchat. And I did some really great snaps today. So follow us on Snapchat. We're onyxqueenmedia on Snapchat. We are onyxqueenmedia on Pinterest. We are onyxqueenmedia on YouTube. www.onyxqueenmedia.com. This is Renee Lowe. We'll talk to you soon.